The objective of this envision is to discover characters who can come to your aid when you need to make new choices, take new action, and to reach specific goals. These are positive ally archetypes that you want to emulate and adopt their energy, creating a powerful alliance between you and the new aspect you'd like to integrate. It's about developing a relationship with aspects of yourself that you want to put more positive attention on and to wake up aspects that may have become dormant from lack of use. Once the allies are found, it's important to keep them active by assigning them tasks. Here are some examples of how you discover and work with your allies. Here's about my client, Mary. I found this new development to be highly effective when coaching a business client, when I recognized she needed to tap into an energy she was repressing. And actually, it was working with her that showed me the value of extending the ally archetypes outside the boundaries of the original process, which really only included the twins, the Wizard of Awareness, and the Goblin. So who else could you be listening to? Well, here's what happened with Mary. Mary came to me about a situation at her work. She's a well-paid exec at a design-based corporation in New York City. She signed up for coaching after a deeply moving intuitive consultation that revealed a lot about her history and her patterns. Coaching went well, and after a month, she booked a session early. She was so upset with her boss, and she wanted to quit. She felt she'd been undermined since this person took over from her last boss, who had gotten a promotion. This new boss, Jim, was a perfectionist and was prone to criticize Mary's work more often than not. This was not a new topic for us. Mary had a default setting of outrage anytime anyone would criticize her, even if it was constructive. She also found it difficult to be straightforward about getting her needs met. She was horribly uncomfortable with asking for her needs. Her last boss basically let her do as she pleased, but when the company restructured, things changed. There was more pressure on everyone to work harder and better. She needed an assistant, but refused to ask for one, assuming the answer would be no. She'd written a letter to her boss telling him how she felt and asked me to read it. Let's just say, if you could imagine a goblin with a pen, you would get the picture. The message was abrupt, entitled, defensive, whining, and manipulative. And I told her my opinion, don't send the letter, and asked if she could connect to another aspect of consciousness that might help her get her needs met in a more positive way. Well, she was getting her needs met in the goblin way. She was getting to play the victim and proving to herself that she would not get her needs met, which fulfilled a mindset she'd had since her early teens when her father suddenly passed in an accident and her mom became very critical and demanding. Who else could she listen to? Who else could she connect with inside her that would help her cause? She really liked her job and would be able to do a much better job if she got an assistant. I asked her to close her eyes and tune into an ally who would appear for the sole purpose of helping her communicate clearly and calmly. Immediately, she saw an old scribe sitting at a desk writing beautifully with a peaceful smile on his face, and she said his name was Merlin. So, this wizard was going to write some magic on her behalf, since she found it next to impossible to not default to anger and defensiveness. I asked her then to let Merlin write the letter to her boss. I told her to hang up, take 30 minutes, and send me what she wrote. She was my last client of the day, and I had time. She called me back in 20 minutes, having sent me the new letter, which was so well written, explaining herself so clearly and enthusiastically and with grace, asking for an assistant, outlining all the positive points to having that help, what she'd allocate, etc. I told her to send it. She did. We had our regular session a week later, and she told me she was assigned a fantastic assistant and had an amazing lunch with Jim and two other colleagues who he decided to tap for a new project. For 3 months, she continued to accept that her goblin would get stirred up when she had some critical interactions, but she also continued to focus on bringing Merlin to work. And so more and more, she responded by listening to Merlin rather than her goblin, whose name was James. James means usurper in Old English. Truth be told, James was usurping her personal power when he got triggered awake. It's exactly how she felt originally when everything fell apart. She rarely hears James at work these days, and when she does, it's manageable after remembering to slow down and show herself self-care and compassion. She chooses to connect to the energy of Merlin, and James had a new job of reminding her what not to forget, which was self-care. Now let's talk about my client, John. John's a client from years ago who's a published fiction author and screenwriter. He heard I was coaching, so he booked an intuitive consult first, then we discussed how I could help him move out of writer's block. We did not focus on the goblin at all. I decided, given his tendency to be maudlin, that he would relish the challenger archetype too much and I might lose control of the session. John is highly intelligent, analytical, and creative. He's also prone to depression. I decided to give him a task. I asked him to write down all his favorite writers, people he thought he could aspire to be like. Then I asked him to write down the qualities each one had that he felt they had more of than he. Then I asked him to choose the three most important aspects he felt they had that made them brilliant writers. I asked him to close his eyes and to imagine that there was a being, a muse, a source of all creativity that knew these aspects intimately and could inspire anyone on the planet. He saw a woman who looked like Galadriel, the elf queen from The Lord of the Rings. He was shocked since he did not like the trilogy, but felt a real kinship to this one character. I asked him to ask Galadriel if she would help him with his book. Would she in fact be in charge of writing it? He immediately began describing her differently as she was suddenly dressed up as a saloon girl in the early 1900s. I'm not kidding. Anyway, his new book just so happened to be set in that time frame in Paris. I asked him if he'd be willing to let her tell the story. He was very excited about being able to see this being that could come to his aid. He could not believe he was capable himself of breaking out of the rut he was in, but he was open that someone else could write on his behalf. I told him to do the chair exercise. Sit in that rut chair. Then choose another chair where Galadriel, elf queen, now 1900s barmaid, would sit. And I told him to sit only in her chair when he wrote. He called me a week later, amazed that his new muse was writing such great work. He did not need me as a coach anymore, but I was happy for him, and I'm waiting for a copy of his new novel. So, finding your allies. Who do you need to connect with? Here are some ally archetypes that you can play with. A muse for creative flow and inspiration. A cheerleader who can help you have confidence. A pioneer who helps you do new tasks you're not yet accomplished in and to discover and explore new things. An architect to help you create structure and build your ideas. A banker to help you manage money. A genius to help incubate new ideas. A priestess when you need to claim sacred space. These are only just a few, and if you read last week's blog, you'll see I talked about successful Susie and how it feels to sit in her chair and connect to her energy. So what do you want to create and who is inside you that can help you? Write out the scenarios you need help with. Consider the qualities needed to be able to handle the scenario with an empowered attitude that would be followed by the appropriate affirmative action. Tune in, close your eyes, allow them to choose you, ask their name, and start the relationship. It's magical, meaningful, fun, and mostly effective. Do this two-chair exercise with the new allies. Start with the first chair being you, acknowledging what you need, then sit in the chair where your ally is waiting for you to claim them, and compare the feelings of the two. Who will you listen to now when you need help?